Amen. What a blessing it is to be with you and to worship with you again this morning.
现在是一个主恩典，我今天早上能跟大家一起来敬拜，一起来分享。
And I want to thank those who are over helping me to overcome the language barrier by interpreting for me this morning.
我也谢谢帮我的人能够让我克服这个语言的障碍。
I think it's neat how the Lord unites us in when we praise the Lord.
我觉得能有一位主把我们聚合在一起来赞美他是一件很棒的事情。
And we were all on the same page when we said Hallelujah, Amen.
当我们说哈利路亚阿门的时候，我们是同心的。
This morning, I'd like you to turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm 116.
今天早上我想请大家跟我一起来看诗篇第116篇。
And we're going to begin with this passage of Scripture, and then we're going to look at some other passages of Scripture.
我们由这一篇经文开始，然后以后待会儿我们要看其他的几节经文。
But I want you to put a bookmark or your bulletin or something here because we're going to end up right back where we began.
我想请大家也许把你的节目单或者是做在这里做一个记号，因为我们到结尾的时候还是要回到这里。
This morning I'd like to share with you a word of testimony.
今天早上我想跟大家分享我的一个见证。
And I'd like to begin by reading the testimony of the psalmist here in Psalm
116.
He said, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy.
他说，我爱耶和华，因为他听了我的声音和我的恳求。
Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live.
他既向我侧耳，我一生要求告他。
The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came upon me. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow.
死亡的绳索缠绕我，阴间的痛苦抓住我，我遭遇患难愁苦。
Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, save me.
那时我便求告耶和华的名，说：耶和华，求你救我的灵魂。
The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion.
耶和华有恩惠，有公义，我们的神以怜悯为怀。
The Lord protects the simple-hearted, and when I was in great need, He saved me.
耶和华保护愚人，我落到卑微的地步，他救了我。
Be at rest once more, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you.
我的心啊，你要仍归安乐，因为耶和华又
For you, O Lord, have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling.
主啊，你救我的命，免了死亡；救我的眼，免了眼泪；救我的脚，免了跌倒。
That I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
我要在耶和华面前行活人之路。
I believe, therefore, I said, I am greatly afflicted.
我因信，所以如此说话。我受了极大的痛苦。
I don't know about you, but there's been a few times in my life when I could identify with the psalmist.
我不知道你的情形，可是在我的生命里面，曾经有过这么几次，我能够很深切地体会到这个诗人的感受。
Especially in those days following my wife's automobile accident back in 1991.
尤其是在1991年我的妻子发生了车祸之后的那几年。
Now I've shared with you through the years before some of what I experienced during that time. What I want to share tonight, today, is a few of the things of which I have become absolutely convinced.
我曾经跟大家分享过在我身上发生过的一些事情。那么今天早上呢，我是要跟大家分享一些自从那一次悲剧发生之后，我开始能够深切体认到的一些事情。
Let me begin by telling you that I'm not talking about my current wife Kathy, but my first wife Kathy.
我现在跟大家讲的就是，我今天提的并不是我的现任妻子 Kathy， 而是我的第一任妻子 Kathy。
Her accident took place on a Sunday afternoon in Artesia, New Mexico, where I was pastor at the time.
她这个车祸是发生在一个礼拜天的下午，是在新墨西哥州东南边的一个城叫 Artesia。那时候我在那里牧会。
She spent the next 6.5 weeks in a nearby hospital. 6 of those weeks hooked up to a respirator because she could not breathe on her own.
在车祸之后的六个半礼拜呢，她都一直待在附近一个医院里面的加护病房，连接了一个呼吸器，因为她没有办法自己呼吸。
For the first several days, doctors couldn't tell us if she was going to make it or not.
那开头的那几天呢，医生不能够确定说她到底能不能够活过来。
And I remember very clearly on more than one occasion praying, Lord, she's got to make it. You've got to bring her out of this coma. Eventually, you've got to bring her back home because I explained to him, I need her.
我记得很清楚，我不止一次这样祷告，跟神祷告说，神啊，你一定要让她活下来，你一定要让她从昏迷中醒过来。你一定要让他能够跟我回到家里面，因为我记得我很清楚的跟神说，我需要你这样做，因为我需要他。
I remember telling you before that what I was thinking about when I said that to the Lord.
我记得我曾经跟大家分享过，就是当时我那样子跟神祷告的时候，我心里是在怎么个想法。
I was thinking about our two daughters, who at the time of the accident were ages 9 and 11.
我那时候想到的是我们的两个女儿，那时候一个是九岁，一个十一岁。
I couldn't imagine raising them by myself.
我没有办法想象我一个人怎么样抚养他们两个人长大。
And I couldn't imagine carrying out God's calling in my life without Kathy right there by my side.
我也没有办法想象说，如果没有 Kathy 在我身边的话，我怎么样来实行神对我的呼召。
That's where she'd been ever since I surrendered to God's calling to the ministry.
自从我顺服了神对我献身的呼召以后， Kathy 就一直在我的身旁。
And I couldn't imagine doing without all that I had grown to enjoy those first 18 years of our marriage.
我也没办法想象说，如果没有 Kathy 的话，因为我已经习惯于在我们这十八年的婚姻生活里面，她怎么样照顾我的生活起居，让我过得很舒适、很愉快。
And all that God did for me through her, day in and day out, to make my life a whole lot more comfortable and enjoyable.
她怎么样在这十八年里面来照顾我，让我的生活很舒适。
Well, to make a very long story a little bit shorter, she never did make it back home.
长话短说，结果 Kathy 再也没有回到我们家。
After that initial 3 months of hospitalization, and except for several subsequent trips to hospitals over the next several years, she spent the next 10 years in nursing homes.
在除了起初在医院里面医治的那三个月，还有以后有几次再回到医院里面就诊之外，这之后的十年，她就一直待在疗养院里面。
She needed to be in a nursing home because she was, because of the severe brain injury, she was totally disabled and blind and for the most part unresponsive.
她必须要待在疗养院，因为她所受到的伤害呢，他已经是完全瘫痪掉，他眼睛也看不见，还有呢，他完全是没有反应的。
I was left with the huge responsibility of making sure that she was being taken care of and that I was the husband that God wanted me to be to a wife with incredible needs.
我必须要负担一个责任，就是要确认说她能够受到应有的照顾。然后呢，我能够做到神所希望我做到一个丈夫，能够在这种他非常需要的时候能够来照顾他。
And I was responsible for raising our two daughters by myself, and the biggest job of all, taking care of myself.
我另外还要负责的就是要来抚养我们的两个女儿，还有照顾我自己。
I had to learn that if there was one person that I needed, it wasn't Kathy, because I found out that she couldn't be there for me in every situation.
我那时候才学习到说我所需要的一个人，这个人呢不是 Kathy， 因为她没有办法在我身边。
She couldn't do anything for me anymore.
她没有办法再帮我做任何事。
I learned that the one person that I needed was the one who I could count on to be there in any and every situation.
我这时候才体认到我所需要的这个人呢，是要在任何时况、任何情况之下都能够在我身边的人。
I could count on him being there for me round the clock, day after day, in the good times and the bad times. The Lord himself.
我能够信靠他在任何时候，不管是好是坏，都能够在我身边，这就是我们的神。
He's the one who promised to meet my every need.
他应许我们，他会供应我们的所有需求。
And he's the one who's promised every believer that he will meet our every need.
他也应允了每一位信徒，他会供给我们的一切所需。
And that's exactly what he did.
这个也就是神对我所做的。
God finally healed Kathy permanently and completely 10 years after the accident when he took her to heaven.
当神在十年之后终于永远的完全的把 Kathy 治愈，也就是把她带回天乡。
But then I found myself in another situation unlike anything that I'd ever experienced before.
可是这时候我发现到我自己处在一个我从来没有经过的一个环境之下。
I was a single person for the first time in my adult life.
我第一次在我的这个成人生活里面变成了一个单身。
That too was one of the most difficult experiences I've ever been through.
这对我来讲也是一个很困难的一个经历。
But in that situation as well, I found God to be faithful to meet my every need.
可是在这种情况之下，我发现神还是信实的，他供应了我一切的需求。
So the first thing of which I become absolutely convinced is you can trust God to meet your every need.
所以我确信的第一件事情，也就是你可以信靠神，他供给你一切所需。
And that's exactly what he promised to do over in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 19.
Or
Philippians chapter 4 verse 19.
在腓立比书第四章十九节告诉我们的。
It's there that the apostle Paul promises, and my God will meet your all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
这里保罗说，我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
A second thing that I've become absolutely convinced of is that God's grace is enough.
我开始学到的第二件事，也就是说，神的恩典是足够用的。
Turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9.
请大家翻到哥林多后书第十二章第九节。
It was there that the Apostle Paul tells us how God told him that his grace was enough.
在这里保罗告诉我们神怎么样告诉他说神的恩典是够我们用的。
Now it's important to remember that God just didn't tell him that one day out of the blue.
这很重要的说神并不是突然有一天这样告诉他。
God told him that in response to Paul's pleading with God.
神这样告诉他是因为保罗曾经向神恳求。
And he didn't just plead with God once or twice or three times, or once or twice, but three times.
他不只向神恳求一次两次，而是三次向神恳求。
He pleaded with God to remove what Paul called in verse 7, a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, And whatever it was tormenting him.
在第七节保罗这样称，就是一个刺加在肉体上，撒旦的差役，也就是这个在对他引起torment， 在使他受苦的。
I don't know what Paul's thorn was.
我不知道保罗的这根刺是什么。
It doesn't say.
经上没有讲。
It may have been that his wife was in an accident with a chariot.
也许他的妻子也发生了在马车的车祸。
Or it may have been a whole lot like something that you're going through, or something that you've been through in your life.
或许呢是像你或者是我现在生命里面所经历的一些状况。
I think it was probably a painful physical infirmity.
我想可能是一个很痛苦的一个身体上的一个疾病。
I know that the Greek word that was translated in the English, thorn, was often in the literature of that day translated stake.
我知道这个希腊就翻译成英文这个刺这个字呢，在希腊文里面常常是柱子的意思。
And of course, in English, stake is the same word, but spelled differently for what we eat, what we might look forward to eating at lunch.
在英文里面这个柱子呢，另外同样发音的呢，是一个我们常常在午餐里面吃的东西，的牛排。
But the kind of stake that Paul mentioned in the original Greek language was the kind upon which criminals were impaled back then.
可是在这里的柱子呢，实际上所讲到的就是在当时的时候，罪犯呢会被刺穿在上面的这个柱子。
Whatever that stake or that thorn was, it was bad.
不管这个刺是什么，这是一个不好的东西。
And whatever it was, when Paul pleaded with God three times to take it away, God said no.
不管这个刺是什么，保罗向神祈求了三次，可是神并没有帮他除去。
And he says no to us sometimes too.
神有的时候也并没有应允我们的需求。
Even when we plead with him repeatedly.
即使我们向神一再呼求，神也不一定应允我们。
Look at what God said to Paul in verse 9.
我们来看第九节，神怎么样对他说。
God said, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
In other words, God said to Paul, Paul, your inability in this situation is a perfect opportunity for me to demonstrate my unique ability.
换一句话说，神是对他说，保罗，你的软弱呢，实际上是给我一个很好的机会来显示我的大能。
This is a perfect opportunity for me to do what only I can do.
这是一个绝好的机会来让我来做这个只有我能够做到的事。
And you know, when God does that, He's the one who gets the credit.
你知道，当神做这一类事情的时候，他是唯一能够得到荣耀的。
Paul didn't get what he asked for. Instead, he got a promise.
保罗并没有得到他所恳求的，他所得到的是一个应许。
But then God delivered on that promise.
然后神实现了他的应许。
You know, I didn't get what I asked for either, any more than you always get what you ask for.
你知道我也没有得到我向神所呼求的，就像你们也常常没有得到你向神所呼求的东西一样。
Instead, I got a promise that God's grace is sufficient.
相对的，我所得到的是一个应许，告诉我说神的恩典是足够我用的。
In fact, we all have that same promise. It's written right here in the Bible.
事实上，我们每个人都有着从神来的这个应许，在经上有确切的记载。
But most wonderfully of all, God not only makes promises, He keeps promises.
可是最奇妙的是， 神不只对我们发出应许，他也实现他的应许。
Now, I don't want you to think that I didn't struggle with the challenges that I faced.
我不希望你们认为说我当初面对这些挑战的时候并没有经过挣扎。
I struggled like I'd never struggled before in my life.
我那时候的挣扎是非常的困难的。
And I'm not telling you that it wasn't painful because it was the most painful thing that I've ever experienced.
我也不是在跟你说我当时并不觉得痛苦，因为那时候是我生命中最痛苦的时候。
And I'm not telling you that taking care of a wife with incredible needs and raising two daughters by myself and taking care of myself wasn't exhausting at times.
我也不是跟你们说来照顾一个有这么大需求的妻子还有抚养两个女儿长大，这并不是会让我耗尽心力的。
Because it was exhausting.
因为实际上这是非常让我焦虑精疲力竭。
What I'm telling you is that I found God's grace to be sufficient.
我主要告诉你们的是说，神的恩典是足够的。
It was sufficient through all the struggle and all the pain and all the fatigue.
足够能够支持我来经过所有的挣扎、所有的痛苦、所有的疲惫。
And time and time again, God demonstrated His incredible power in what I thought to be impossible situations.
一次又一次的，神在这些我认为是不可能的情况之下，证明了他难以置信的这种大能。
Now look with me at the second part of verse 9 and then verse 10, where Paul says in response to God's grace, therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me.
请大家跟我一起再看第十二章第九节的后半段，这个保罗对神的恩典的回应，他说，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
Paul says, that's why for Christ's sake I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I'm weak, then I am strong.
保罗说，我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
You see, it's when we're weak that we trust in the Lord to give us the strength that we need to see us through whatever it is we're facing.
你知道，因为只有当我们在软弱的时候，我们才能够信靠神来给我们力量，才能够经过我们所面对的痛苦。
So you can trust God to meet your every need.
所以你可以信靠神，他会供应你的一切所需。
And I'm convinced that His grace really is sufficient.
我也确信他的恩典确实是足够用。
A third thing that God has convinced me of is His desire for us to trust Him.
第三点我所要分享的就是神要我们来信靠他。
Turn back to a few pages in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
让我们往回翻一点到哥林多后书第一章。
I want us to look at verses 8 and 9.
我们来看第八节跟第九节。
Paul said, we don't want you to be uninformed, brethren, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life.
保罗说，弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
In verse 9, Paul said, indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death.
在第九节，保罗这样说，自己心里也断定是必死。
In other words, Paul said, things were so bad, we thought we were going to die.
换句话说，保罗在这里讲， 事情是这么艰难，我们认为我们是必死的。
Maybe you felt that a time or two, felt like that a time or two yourself.
也许你也曾经有过这种感觉。
But then Paul said, but this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead.
可是保罗继续说，这叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
Now friends, if he knew that, he can certainly see me through anything that I'm ever going to face in this life.
因为如果说神能够叫死人复活的话，他当然能够帮助我解决所有我面对的困境。
And I'm convinced that he'll do the same for you as well.
我也确信他也会对你做同样的事情。
Through the years, I have found myself in situations where I felt like I really had no choice but to trust him.
在这些年来，我发现有的时候我的处境呢，我没有别的选择，唯一的选择就是信靠神。
I believed if I didn't trust him, I was pretty sure I wasn't going to make it.
我确信说，当初我如果没有信靠神的话，我是没有办法度过这些难关的。
So I'm thankful that God gave me the good sense to trust him.
感谢神能让我来信靠他。
I trusted in him like I've never trusted in him before.
我对神的信靠是越来越强烈，越来越深。
And God has come through for me every single time.
而每一次呢，神也都帮助我来度过难关。
What God has done for me every time that I've called on him, I'm convinced he'll do for you as well.
每次当我呼求神，神为我所做的，我相信他也会为你做。
He'll do whatever it takes to see you through whatever challenge that you face.
他会用一切的方法来帮助你度过你所面对的挑战。
He'll do that for you if you're his child and you trust him to.
他会这样为你成就，如果你是他的儿女，而且你信靠他。
Now let me hasten to say that this is true only for his born-again children.
我要提出来的这一点就是，神会这样做只对他的儿女。
The question is this morning, are you his child?
今天早上我要提出来的问题就是，你是不是他的儿女？
Has there been a time and place in your life when you turned from your sin and placed your faith in Jesus to forgive you and to bring you alive spiritually with a life that makes this life full and meaningful and lasts forever and ever and ever?
在你的生命里面，你有没有过曾经远离罪恶，然后要求耶稣来原谅你，然后带给你一个新的属灵的生命？这个属灵的生命能够让你的今生更为充实，更为有意义，而且能够让你得到永生。
You do that by simply, sincerely telling God, Lord, I turn from my sin and I trust in you to forgive me and to give me eternal life.
你只需要很简单的向神认罪，求他赦免你的罪，然后求他给你一个新的生命。
If you've never done that, let me urge you to do that this morning.
如果你从来没有这样做过的话，我鼓励你今天早上就这样做。
And I'd be more than happy to talk to you this morning or any time about that.
我会很乐意跟你来讨论这件事情，今天或者是任何时间都可以。
If you've already done that, and I trust that many of you have, I want you to listen to the psalmist's response to God's mercy back in Psalm 116.
如果你已经这样做了的话，那么我想现在跟你一起来看在诗篇116篇的诗人对神的回应。
In verse 12, the psalmist asks the question, How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me?
在第十二节，这个诗人问神说：“我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的一切厚恩？”
Now I hope that you know we can never repay the Lord for all that He's done for us.
我希望你也知道，我们是没有办法来回报耶和华对我们所做的一切。
But we can and we should respond appropriately to His goodness in our lives.
可是我们有能力，而且我们应该很适切的来对神所做的来回应。
The psalmist answers his own question in verse 13 by saying, I will lift up the cup of salvation.
这个诗人他自己回答他的问题，在第十三节他这样说，我要举起救恩的杯。
He says, I'll tell people all that he has done to save me every time I've called on his name.
他说，我要跟所有的人说，神每次我呼求他的时候，他怎么样来拯救我。
And again in verse 13 he says, and I will call on the name of the Lord.
在十三节他说，我要称扬耶和华的名。
And I think he might say, I'd be crazy not to.
我想你可能说，我不这样做的话，我可能就是不正常。
And in verse 14 he says, and I will fulfill my vows to the Lord.
在十四节他说，我要再向耶和华还我的愿。
In other words, I'm going to keep the promises that I've made to him.
换句话说，就是我要向耶和华保守我的诺言。
And he says I'm going to do it in the presence of all his people.
他说我要在他众民面前这样做。
In other words, it's not going to be a secret. Others are going to see in my life a life of gratitude to God.
换句话说，这并不是一个秘密。人们可以在我身上看到我对神的感恩。
You know, that sounds like a good plan, doesn't it?
听起来并不是一个很大的秘密。
I think I can do that.
我认为神可以这样做。
How about you this morning?
你呢？
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, I pray that you will help each of us this morning respond appropriately to your goodness in our lives.
神啊，我祈求今天在座的每一位都能够适切地向你做上回应。
I pray that you'll convict those who are not yet your children of their need to trust in you for salvation.
我求你对那些还没有向你的救恩做出回应的人，向他们定他们的罪。
And I pray that you'll help every Christian to respond appropriately to all that you've done for us.
我祈求你也让每一位基督徒都能够对你向我们所做的做出适当的回应。
May others see in us our gratitude to you.
让人们在我们身上看到我们对你的感谢。
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名求。